We're in a garden, elegantly and sparingly described by stone benches spread with leopard skins, ornamental rocks, and a single curving pine tree. The painting depicts a famous literary gathering hosted by the 8th century poet Wang Changling. The poet, dressed in the red robes and hat of a high government official, reads to three guests from a book. Behind him is a low rectangular couch that has been brought outdoors for the occasion. Further to the left, a man leans against a rock, holding a brush and paper, while a servant grinds ink on an inkstone. The man's glance links him with another figure resting his arms on a crooked pine. This man may be chanting a poem, or perhaps he awaits inspiration for a new literary endeavor. The men seated to their left seem to be discussing the contents of a newly brushed composition. Beside the host in red, a Buddhist monk is seated in a rustic chair. He represents the impact of learned Buddhist clerics on Confucian thinkers during this period. It was through such interactions as this literary gathering that Buddhism became part of mainstream Chinese thought. The resulting fusion of Buddhist and Confucian philosophy is known as Neo-Confucianism.